You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show.
That's about right.
Yeah! I want to, like, break through a stained glass window when I hear this and just stab vampires and go crazy. Yeah. Yo, what up, AfterBuzz? It's Bing. It's for doing. We are here doing another AfterBuzz TV After Show for Vampire Diaries Season 4, Episode 13, A View to Kill, I believe?
Into the wild.
Into the wild.
Where have you been?
Yeah, right. Not in the wild, apparently. It's your boy DJ Jesse, joined in studio by... I mean, he's back, but graciously joined us, David Skifflitty.
Hello, hello, hello. What can I say? It's good to be back in black.
In white.
Whatever, I'm back, I'm here.
And he's super excited, just like, oh, we have the lovely co-host, Kristen Elizabeth. What up, girl?
Hi, guys.
That was weak.
That was weird. I'm just so excited because normally we do this at night, and it's during the day now, and I'm just full of sugar, I guess.
Yes, we're sorry we couldn't come to you guys last night. We needed a whole night to just think about
to digest the episode.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
I mean, it's been how long since we've seen Caroline?
At least 2 weeks.
Just randomly wants to pop up on
randomly
our TV screen.
You know those writers on Vampire Diaries.
And within the first 5 minutes of being on, she's
dying.
So, all right. So last week, Cole's dead. Everyone, a lot of the friends, I'm surprised, are actually upset that Cole's dead.
Oh, I didn't really care.
Yeah.
Fans are upset that Cole's
dead.
Well, he wasn't really around that much to really like.
Now, I could see Elijah, but Cole.
Right.
I don't know. That's a little weird.
All right. We're taking family away. Maybe that's what it all comes down to.
Killing family? Well, maybe they were more upset because we still haven't figured out who in his sire bond or whatever, his bloodline is going to die.
Yeah, that's what I'm curious about.
Like, that we haven't seen that yet.
Why didn't they show
that?
Like,
why didn't anybody die that we know?
Well, because I guess no one's from that bloodline because he was asleep the longest out of all the brothers.
That's true.
Good point.
And I'm assuming that the other vampires died when Jeremy just randomly ripped his shirt off last week and was like, it was an awkward. Shout out to whatever fan, I can't remember your name, tweeted us, I cannot believe you guys didn't make fun of the fact that Jeremy just had a random moment where he ripped his shirt off. That was actually kind of funny. It was out of nowhere.
We commented on it. We loved
it. But I think because we were in just amazement of it. But there was humor to the fact of him just incredible hulking all of a sudden. All right, so Tyler's babysitting Klaus, basically. And...
not babysitting, he's tormenting Klaus.
Because Bonnie's magic spell is apparently...
Yeah, he's like... Klaus is like a fish in an aquarium.
A little kid just tapping on it.
Tyler is tapping on it.
Do you blame him, though?
Sometimes.
No. Why? I don't blame him at all, because at the end of the day, you just killed his mother.
Right.
And it's kind of interesting...
But what did anyone really expect? Did anyone ever really expect Klaus to ever become a good guy, to ever really, like, go back on his true nature? He killed his mother. Yeah, of course.
I think he's a good guy.
Klaus?
Yeah.
You're delusional.
So you're riding with Caroline.
Caroline sees the best in people. I'll give her that, and maybe that's what you're seeing in Klaus as well.
Too.
She sees the best in a bad person, but his true nature is to be a killer.
And it was really funny how they toyed with us this episode. They're kind of going back and forth, and then you see Klaus kind of eat into Tyler a little more, talking about, oh, it was great watching your mother suffer like that. And then when Caroline comes in, just how he stabbed her with that, whatever it was, the lamp. Yep. And then bit her neck.
Yeah.
Obviously poisoning her blood with hybrid.
I mean, how did she get that close to him anyway?
Well, it wasn't because she was in the...
She went inside the box?
Not inside the box.
She was close
but
enough.
He had the lampshade that could go outside of the box.
Oh, okay. And grab her.
So that was kind of clever on their behalf, but... Then when Tyler sits there and thinks, okay, well, let me put her in the box, and obviously we know Klaus isn't really going to sit there and let Caroline die. And it's interesting that Caroline said, because I know you can love, I know you're capable of being saved. But would he have done that if that was Tyler sitting in that box?
No, he would have let him die.
Anybody else other than Caroline.
Right, he has feelings for her. We know that.
No, I know that.
I think I'm fine with that, though.
Oh, so you're fine with Klaus just being a good guy towards Caroline.
Yeah, I mean, well, for people who understand him. Like, I feel like her whole speech of saying there's clearly a human side of you, I feel like she sees him differently, as I see him, than other people do, and he recognizes that she sees him how he wants to be, how he wants people to see
him. Or maybe he recognizes something in her that is more similar to himself.
I could see that it would have to be a self that he's put deep inside of him.
No, I mean his evil side. Caroline wasn't always a nice girl.
Yeah, but even when she was like a mean girl, a cheerleader mean
girl
versus
a murderer.
Right,
I get it. It was like high school drama, whatever. But maybe he sees a companion in her of being like, you know, the supreme rulers of the world.
I can see that. She could be on top.
I'll ride with you. Yeah. We can go off into the sunset on that one.
And I've said it before. I'll say it again. I do like them together. I think Klaus and Caroline do make good couple.
I agree.
And so with that relationship situation, watching him, when he watched Tyler say, I'll be your slave again.
Mm-hmm. I hated that part.
Why?
It was like, really, Tyler? What are you doing? You're just like saying to Caroline, oh, do you trust me? Do you trust me? I'm going to take care of the situation. And then you're like begging at someone's feet to help your girlfriend. Like, that's not being a man or taking charge. Like, what are you really doing there? I was waiting for like his real plan to surface and it just never did.
But what real plan is there? He has all the power, Klaus.
I think he was being a real man. He was taking responsibility for his actions and for putting his
like, I will give my life up for you. That is, that is like, whoo,
I guess
pretty...
the way he said it was like, sissy to me.
I'll give you that as well.
Yeah,
thank you.
You're welcome.
After that, Klaus heals Caroline, and it was all from her little speech and whatnot. His look towards Caroline, obviously we know he likes him at the end, but also when Caroline first got bit and she said, get me away from him, and you kind of see it click in his head like, what the hell did I just do?
Mm-hmm.
And then playing the little tough guy character towards the end, I am starting to come onto your team. I am starting to like Caroline and Klaus a little.
I think they're the better couple of this little triangle of the Caroline, Klaus, and Tyler. I think
but where
Klaus
does that
and
leave
Caroline...
Tyler?
Going on
in
vacation.
The woods, naked.
All right.
Doing that with Phoebe Tonkin.
Yeah, he can be with that other wolf girl
who
ran away.
Well, then maybe he can get a spot on the spinoff show, since that's where Phoebe will be heading.
On the Secret Circle?
She'll be heading to the... Phoebe Tompkins going to be on the original.
Oh, she is?
She is.
That's interesting.
So after that, the big... plot we have is that they're going to find the cure. And I thought it was interesting that they started the episode out showing Shane when he went back.
In a flashback.
Yeah, went back to the well, as they call it, the magical well.
Which we found out much later on in the episode.
Yeah.
Which really only confused me more because I was like, well, we flashback to a year ago, that's something that we've never heard of before.
We keep getting these tidbits.
Yeah, they like keep throwing like little...
But it's just like something that they're showing us that we don't know necessarily what the hell's going on.
Well, interesting, him being chased.
Right.
I think I mentioned last week about, it kind of looked like the first Slayer from Buffy.
Mm-hmm.
And
it
someone
did
tweeted
kind of look
at
like
me
the first Slayer from
that
Buffy.
It was, that it's going to end up being the first Slayer.
The first hunter?
They called it a slayer. I don't know if it's called the first hunter. I'm sure it would be the first hunter.
It would be a hunter.
So, kind of interesting where we're heading right now.
Hmm.
I don't know. But as far as Shane goes, he's telling them the story about the well. He talks about people believe it could be two things. One, it could be... What did he say?
Magic,
or it could be the
fumes. Poisonous flowers or something.
Whenever
like that.
You have a lack of oxygen, you tend to hallucinate.
Right.
So they were thinking it was that.
Let's
so
try that.
He falls into the well. He cuts himself. Falls into the well because apparently blood brings out.
Well,
the
apparently
spirit.
There was like a drought, and the well went dry, and so they were saying how these spirits just wanted a drop of blood, I guess, because for their thirst was my understanding of it. So if you would feed them a drop of your blood, you would.
Where did you
see
get
visions.
All that from?
No
episode.
Oh, I did not catch any of that.
Well, okay, so with
are
that,
we talking about like it was a well with water and it went dry, or like the island went dry because Silas is buried under the caves of the well and bled the island dry?
Well, that could be an interesting thought too. Actually, I didn't think of that he bled the island dry in that sense.
I didn't think of it like that.
So when he was down there talking to his wife,
for thought.
And she was really pressuring him to do these massacres, kill these people, convince people. I know we're not in predictions, but I'm just, in my head, the first thing that's coming up, and I'm surprised Damon, after listening to the story, didn't sit there and say, you don't think Silas could be manipulating your brain?
Exactly.
That's the first thing you guys thought of, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And it blows my mind that no one has thought of that yet.
Apparently, no one can move on and let someone go. All
Wasn't
these people
on
want like,
this
people
show?
From their past to come back, and that's what's bringing them to sacrifice people and everything.
Well, you also remember that the timeline on this show moves a lot slower
than
in real life. It's probably only been like a year and a half has passed by in their time.
Since when?
Since the show started.
Yeah, I think we might be...
Because they're only seniors. They're still in their first semester of senior year of high school.
But so that'll be interesting if Aunt Jenna is going to come back.
So they haven't died that long ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so, I mean, I get that.
True. That's
you know what
a
I mean?
Point.
It's still fresh
in their
minds, but I do understand with you. Like, nobody ever seems to move on with their lives. They're always focused on... death and destruction.
That's a good point. But so I guess just like Silas, I really think that he could be, you know...
Just manipulating.
And manipulating people and having them see who they want to see and then speaking through that person.
Right. But wasn't it on this show that there were other spirits manipulating people? Isn't this not the first time that we've seen it on this show?
What's her name? When Matt's sister came back.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay,
good
thank
point.
You.
To a yeah.
So you'd think someone would put the connection together... Especially
that
Damon.
It's not the same
that
person.
It might not be, and we know how things are tricky in the spirit world. And
I'm surprised Shane, but I guess if you're so blinded by the fact that you just want your wife back, you
right
see that.
Son.
The other part.
Why did they call him Atticus? Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
What the heck was that?
Who's Atticus?
His wife called him Addie at one point, and then Atticus, and he's told us all that he's Shane. So. Who the heck is Atticus?
Atticus? Or maybe his other name. Yeah, that could.
Wait, is it? Isn't he Professor Shane?
Yeah, so I just
that's his last name.
I guess so. Atticus Shane. It's just weird that we never was introduced to him as Atticus up until this point.
That was. Yeah,
I didn't even
I
think about that.
And I'm actually
didn't
surprised.
It didn't even cross my mind. I was like, all right, his name's Atticus.
I'm also surprised we didn't see the kid. I felt like she was going to be.
I thought
there
the kid was
going to
be there too.
Just to kind of really pull him in. I don't know. I was just going on that line. The other thing we found out is why there are hunters. Shane expressed that the hunters are put on the earth to basically follow the map of their tattoo and then kill Silas. So I wonder if Jeremy's going to be the only one who can kill Silas. Because the witches created the hunters.
Mm-hmm. And why would Jeremy be the only one?
Well, he's a hunter.
Well, we just saw at the end of this episode.
Well, I don't know. Yeah,
there's
I don't,
another
I mean,
hunter.
There's supposed to be five of them, so I wonder if Jeremy is the fifth one, and they need all five of them to kill Silas, or if just one of them has the ability to kill.
That's a good point.
Very interesting. And that other Hunter. Mm-hmm. I thought it was like Klaus or Matt at first. I'm not gonna lie.
I did too. I thought it was Matt.
Yeah, so did I. I thought it was Matt.
It looked like Matt.
I was like, go ahead, give Matt a nice little a nice little opportunity to follow them and save the day.
In secret, he flies to an island off of Nova Scotia and is like, I'm going to secretly follow these mothers. And I'm going to attack him.
I don't know how I would have thought about that, but that guy was really good looking. What was his name? It was like Gollum Vaughn or something.
Where did you feel...
Who?
The guy who they introduced during the predictions, that the other hunter or whatever.
Oh, the other hunter?
Gollum Vaughn. He was like really attractive.
How do you feel about Shane
was, like, really attractive.
Using
seriously.
Shane using Bonnie as
a pawn?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
But aren't you kind of surprised that they are so surprised by it?
Yes. Yeah. I'm like, I don't understand why any of these people trust any newcomers.
I don't know why these people trust Elena to be alone in a room with somebody, because this bitch untied Shane from the damn chair. Yeah. And I'm like, really?
She's always acting a fool.
You're just going to go and mess it up?
Of course. It's Elena.
I feel like Damon needs to be more expressive towards the group about his feelings, because he's always right. Damon is always right, but he doesn't share that with other people. People just look at him as the bad person because he doesn't make them feel, he doesn't try to convince anyone that he's correct. He never does.
Well, it's because he has this like hard, mysterious, like sexy exterior, and he's like, I'm going to be all dark and brooding.
That's true. And I want to get into the Elena and Damon, actually, because that scene was interesting. But before we do, shout out to everybody at home. We want you guys to help us get Vampire Diaries number one on iTunes. Super easy. Go to iTunes, type in AfterBuzz Vampire. It'll pop up. Just hit subscribe, rate us, and then leave a comment with your Twitter handle, and we'll give you a shout out on the show. So shout out to Happy Person in the Sun.
Yes.
What a great name.
Please give it to me.
And then also Fitty.
Fitty?
Shout out to the two of you guys. So if you want a shout out, just go on iTunes, subscribe to us, rate us 5 stars, and leave us a comment.
Love it.
And also make sure you guys definitely check out Serial Buddies. It's a
who?
Serial Buddies, created by
Cereal?
Kevin.
Cereal.
Okay, excuse my accent. Created by...
they're going to be looking for the wrong thing. I'm sorry.
Cereal, like serial killers.
Yes.
It's a new movie created by Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro. It's super funny. You guys can find the trailer. We'll retweet it after the show. It's on AfterBuzzTV.com. Check it out. It's about to be released, and it's hilarious. But forget funny things. Back to Elena and Damon.
Other funny things.
I guess you could go with that.
Funny in a not ha-ha way. Funny in like a this is kind of awkward kind of way.
It's so interesting seeing everything kind of twirled around with Stefan and Rebecca talking about becoming human and what it's going to be like. And Elaine is under the assumption that she's going to be human and she's not really thinking about Damon. And that's kind of funny. She's like, as soon as it's cured, you know, I'm still
going to have
the same feelings.
Well, she's just assuming that she's going to go back to the life that she was leading beforehand. She's going to be human. She's going to be dating a vampire.
That's what you're thinking, that she's fine with the fact that she's going to be dating a vampire.
She doesn't care.
It's the only thing she knows.
Yeah. That's true.
Except for Matt. Matt's always going on vacation, so he's not reliable.
Other people are feeding into Damon's mind that, well, it's so funny that everyone can just comment on their relationship. Even Professor Shane is in their relationship talking about, oh, she's not going to really love you when the cure happens, yada, yada, yada.
Because he's so easily manipulated when it comes to Elena. In every other aspect of his life, Damon is always in control. He always knows what's the right thing to do. Whether or not he shares that with people is a different story, but when it comes to Elena, he's so easily manipulated into doing what other people want him to do that it, like, shocks me.
And coming down to that, how much is he really manipulated by Elena? Because the fact that if you love Elena, you love what comes with Elena.
Right.
You love Jeremy. You love, and you know what? We do got to give credit. Last week, we didn't really give credit to Damon when they compared him to Stefan, in the sense that when Stefan was compelled to kill Elena, he did everything in his power not to. When Damon was compelled to kill Jeremy, it was really hard for him. But he didn't do it. we didn't give Damon any credit for the fact that he did tell Jeremy to run away.
Right.
In that sense of it. But to sit there and say, I don't care about Bonnie, you know how that would make Elena feel if you really allowed Bonnie to.
Bonnie and him have never gotten along, though. They've never seen eye to eye.
No, but they've always been able to work Elena. But that should be the medium, that both of them always come together when it comes to Elena.
I honestly felt like he was also kind of just saying that in the moment, like, just so you know, I don't care about Bonnie, just so, you know, Professor Strange didn't have anything over his head.
But he was literally going to snap his neck.
Yeah, I would have been okay with that. I think Bonnie would have gotten out of it. She always does okay.
All right. So within that scene, Elena basically explains to Damon, like, it's going to be fine. Don't worry. I love you.
You can be human with me.
Yeah, and I want you to take the cure with me.
Take the cure with me.
And typical Damon says, that's Stefan, not me.
Right.
Being a human is the most pitiful thing that I can think of.
Think about what Damon was like when he was human.
Yeah, he was a weak. He was the goofball.
Now that's exactly why he feels that way.
Right. Because as a vampire, he got to be a completely different person.
That's true, but you'll still have that mentality.
Maybe he thinks he won't. Stefan's kind of the same person that he was when he was human as when he was a vampire.
That's true.
Yeah, I think making him being a vampire actually makes him worse.
Yeah.
Makes who worse?
Makes Stefan worse, because it shows Stefan's Ripper side. But when it comes to Damon, it makes him better than he was before, because he's got all the strength that he didn't see, which really, it's just a mental boundary.
Right.
He doesn't see it that way.
That is true.
Are you guys surprised that he won't take the cure, though, for her?
No, he's going to take the cure for her. He's just saying it and being the hard ass right now.
You know, we're not in predictions, but you know that there ain't going to be no cure. And if there is, there's only going to be enough for one person.
Yeah.
I could totally see that.
You're
yeah.
absolutely okay. correct.
And no one's going to get to take it except for Elena. That's exactly what's happening.
The case. Okay.
There's going to be one flower left.
Or unless, interestingly enough, they gave it to Rebecca.
And they let Rebecca go free? That would be sweet.
And then she could go do her spin-off show.
They're going to probably... Well, Vampire okay, that's getting into... What's it called? That's getting too much into predictions.
Human journals.
But so, okay, when Elena says that...
The Rebecca
Diaries. I don't
know,
how did you guys start looking at the relationships? Like, we saw the new love triangle, which is Stefan, Elena, Rebecca.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What an emphasis they put on that new love triangle, too.
Yeah, and just, like, little faces that Stefan would make towards the things that Rebecca did, to the things that Elena said or did, and it was... I don't know where his head's at.
Stefan loved Rebecca first.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He knew Rebecca first.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his, like...
But do you think Stefan's in love with Rebecca?
No,
or do you think it's just like...
I think he's in love with the idea of Rebecca.
What do you mean, the idea?
She knew him in a different part of his life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Back when he was a Ripper, or before he was the Ripper, something like that.
So
right
it's
around
like a
that time.
Nostalgic.
So it's like they've known each other for a long time. They've known each other for over a century. They've got a lot of history together.
But does that, would you say that, like, for right now, that like, what we've been watching the past couple episodes, would you say that is, and we always know Stefan has something in the back of his head.
Right.
Is he looking at Rebecca like, you know what, maybe this is what it was meant to be with Rebecca, or he's looking at it like, for right now, because remember, Damon say this episode? He said, all they're trying to do is to make you jealous and make me aggravated at the fact that, because Rebecca was teasing Damon or something?
I can't remember why he was supposed to be
aggravated. Would you say, I mean, for me, I don't know. I see where someone could like the chemistry between Stefan and Rebecca. I just don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't believe
it
either.
On Stefan's behalf, yeah.
I feel like it was one of those things where, like, he loved her at one point, and he still loves her and would do a lot of things for her, but then you find someone who you love more, who you can love more, and you love
who
more things about them, and that's Elena.
But at the same time, if he loved Elena so much, which he does, would you do something like that to a person that you love?
You mean have sex with somebody else?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knowing that you possibly might want to get back together with this person.
Well, yeah,
it
but
happens. She,
yeah, but I mean, at the same time,
it happens.
He's so hurt, and he's always put Elena on this pedestal,
right?
And then Elena sleeps with his brother. It kind of there
because
is
she's
a little...
moving on with her life, so maybe he's taking steps towards moving on with his life.
Yeah, but ever since Elena found out that him and Rebecca slept with each other, I don't know. There's just still something there.
Of course, it's going to aggravate her.
But not even that. But even hearing Damon say that whole thing about becoming human, and then when Stefan made the comment about being a vampire has destroyed everything inside of me, I just want to be human again.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at her face, it was just like the aha moment. Like, not aha, it was almost like, oh shit, like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
But look at it like this. When you break up with somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't go around thinking, even if you don't care about that person anymore, when you find out that they're dating somebody else new, it always pisses you off.
True.
True. It's true. It happens to everybody. Yeah. You're like, why are they dating somebody new? I don't want them to be happy.
Even if you're the
even
one
if
who...
you don't care, even if you're the one who broke up with them, even if you don't care about them anymore, you have no feelings.
That's fine, but I don't think Elena's looking at it like she's dating Stefan. Like, no. Rebecca's dating Stefan. I don't think she's thinking that. Really? I honestly think in tonight's episode, that look was, oh my God. Am I really supposed to be in love with Damon? I think she's turning back to the normal Elena of like, who is it? I'm so struggled in life. And
oh, God, please no.
Oh, I think we're getting that Elena back. I really do.
I mean, her judgment has clearly been clouded. Everybody, I feel like you change your judgment. Sometimes you think, even like, if I look back at my life a year ago, I'm like, oh my God, like, what was I doing?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we just naturally, we see things different year to year, month to month. For her, it's week to week. That's right. Okay. But
it's true. She's also 17.
Yeah. I was back and forth a lot when I was 17. Right. I love you this week. I love you next week.
Did they both know about it and know that they were in?
And were they brothers and immortal?
Well, if that's the case,
maybe?
Then you were missing out on a sitcom.
I may have given them this idea. Went to school with the guys.
Look at you living it up at AfterBuzz.
The other thing that I...
You tell the real story.
This is really what happens after
really
we leave.
This is really what happened.
No, the other thing with it is that when Rebecca saved Elena...
Mm-hmm.
Why?
For
why did she
Stefan.
Do it? You think Rebecca saved her because she knows Stefan?
She did it for Stefan.
I think she just has a heart. She wants to be human. I think she would have saved pretty much anyone that she knew. I feel like she really is compassionate. And she's trying to get back to being human.
I agree with that. I agree with you, too. Mm-hmm. I do think it's... No, I think it's a bit of both of that. I think that she does care about... I think not because she's in love with Stefan, but she realizes, okay, Stefan's really... on my side, he's not going to hurt me this time.
Mm-hmm.
And she feels a part of a family again, like a team, like they're together again. And then in the sense, I also still feel like she really did like the friendship that she was starting to build with Elena. Mm-hmm. And that's why she's so hurt by her.
Okay.
Because she always brings up, we were friends and you literally stabbed me in the back twice.
Right.
Right.
So... if you keep bringing a certain situation up, you still
she did it twice.
Right. No, I know. I mean, there's really no way to, like,
I mean, come on.
You're right.
Of course
she's
going to bring it up all the time.
Well, then Elena said...
she did it twice.
Elena said that point, though, you didn't actually become the evil girl until you killed me or whatever, until she tried to run her off the... you know, she ran her and Matt off the road.
And
so until then, Elena was on her side for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
True.
She was human the first time she stabbed her in the back.
Right. And then, you know, Rebecca sits and says, you guys always sit and call me the bad guy, but when you really look at it, me and Elena are the same person. You would do to me the same thing just to protect someone you loved.
Exactly.
Mm.
And
mm-hmm.
that is something, like, mm-hmm. Go take that coffee and go sit down on the side and think about
that. They've been pushing that a lot.
It's true,
like,
I guess.
All these couple of episodes, like, with Klaus saying, I'm not that different than other people, or Damon, or whatever. Everyone's sort of been looking at their other person, like Rebecca looking at Elena, and Damon and Klaus looking at Damon, and they're all trying to say, hey, we're not that different.
And that's what it, well, and at the end, that's what it really needs to come down to, because they're all fighting for the same stuff. Mm-hmm.
They are, and the only difference between,
aren't we
like,
all,
let's
though?
Say.
No, and that's what it comes down to, really.
The only difference, really, between Rebecca and
Elena?
Well, yeah, thank you. Is a few thousand years, right? I mean, Rebecca could have been Elena when she was first.
I think she
turned.
Wanted to be.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, she was a sweet girl, and she fell in love with a hunter.
She went, yep, she wanted the love. And then she fell in love with Stefan and torn between that. Yeah, and that's what I mean. You see the little bit of compassion in them. And also, at the same time, I think that they want us to see the good in the originals as well. So that they can have a spinoff, and we want to see them successfully have
We've
spin-off.
Always liked the originals, though.
Yeah,
it's like we haven't disliked them so much. Yes, they've been painted to be villains.
I mean, I would say that with Rebecca, I think we've kind of always sided with... I don't think there's ever been a time we've actually sat and said, oh, Rebecca's just pure evil. Like,
no, I don't think so
kind
either.
Of always ridden for her. But Klaus, I think tonight's episode, we needed to see him save Caroline.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That was very important.
But we've been seeing... We see the softer side of Klaus every once in a while.
And it's so cute.
It is, but one thing like that I love... One thing I love about the show is that moment... when he actually stabbed her. It was just that real moment of like, oh yeah, he's a murderer. Like, he's a bad... Like, because the whole time you're like, Klaus, he's trapped in like a teddy bear and that voice. And you just get so trapped up in what Klaus is. And we forget that he is evil, that how dark that evil really is. And for Caroline to read him for the gods and be like... You're hurt.
Oh my god, you did not just say that.
Because for real, it's like, you're hurt. Let me just stick my finger in your wound.
Seriously, what was his motivation for doing that to Caroline, though?
Because he knew it would piss Tyler off.
So he just wanted to piss Tyler off, and he was willing to. I like that part where she was like, look, I'm never going to forget everything that you've done. And then he stabs her.
Well, what? Part of me, what I really wanted her to say is, every time that I do forget everything that you've done, you do something else.
Right.
Exactly, because that would have made a lot more
because
sense.
Because that's
that
who
moment.
He is. You know what I mean?
But
he can't help himself.
He can, though, because remember before he was turned, he was like, he always wanted the affection of his mom, and he was the good kid, and he wasn't like...
He was also the bastard child.
Yeah, okay, I know there's issues that fall into place.
There's lots of issues. Okay.
Okay, so...
Stemming back centuries of years.
Shane's gone. Elena's surprised that Shane and the Tombstone are missing. Bitch, you let him loose. Of course he's gone.
Where'd you think he was gone?
Well, I like how Rebecca thought that this was another ploy, just like the 80s dance.
And seeing kind of the passing of the...
Because Rebecca is walking on eggshells. She's always waiting for Elena to stab her in the back again. She is.
Which... She actually almost did try to do again today, so...
She's always waiting for the other shoe to drop. She's like, when are you going to kill me? And Rebecca said it best in tonight's episode. She's like, people forget Elena killed two of my brothers. Right. Two of them.
Right. Fair enough.
And y'all just watched. And we're like, okay, let's move on with
that. And stabbed me twice.
Right. You people forget.
So Shane meets up. We find out that someone is protecting Jeremy in the forest.
Muska?
But it's... But it's not even...
Moosecat?
But at first
His name was like Muska or something.
We thought it was this hunter that's working with Shane, who is also a male witch. Interesting. And basically, Shane says, Bonnie, if you leave me, you'll be lost in these woods forever.
Right.
Ooh. Ooh, I hope she just torments him so good at the end of the season. Jeremy's under their spell, and then Damon is attacked by one of the hunters.
Yes.
Gollum Vaughn.
I'm very excited. Gollum. On that note, let's head into predictions and predict what the hell's happening next week.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Do you think we're actually going to find the cure next week? I don't.
No?
No.
I feel like we need to. I cannot... like wait another episode and just see
it's getting to the point where it's being stretched out a little too much but if we don't get the cure I want to see Silas.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, what if we find the cure in next week's episode? Then what else is there?
it'll be the struggle of who takes the cure, who doesn't, fighting right. Silas. They can't take the cure and fight Silas.
Right. Maybe. I think next week we're freeing Silas. Silas knows where the cure is.
That's what, yeah. They're going to need Silas
for it. And they're going to need Silas for it. And
I kind of feel, even right, though the predictions didn't
Silas
show
is
us gonna
too be
much.
Like in spirit form. He's not going to be like solid mass or something.
Maybe
like
everyone
that.
Will see him like how they want to, you know, like as someone that they've lost. Wouldn't that be scary?
Ah, they did that on Buffy.
Yeah, that would actually be really kind of crazy and cool. I would like that.
Remember
actually.
They did that with Buffy?
Yes.
And she saw, Buffy saw, it was like the one or something like that, right? It was an ultimate evil.
Oh my God, I can't right now with that.
and she saw all these dead people.
Do you think?
She even saw herself once.
Scary.
Yeah, because Buffy died.
Do you think that she, so Jenna could come back next week, but do you also think that they're going to have to get all of the hunters?
Before what? To kill Silas?
Yeah, to like team up and it's going to be like a war at the end
probably.
Of the season.
Because
they're not going to kill Silas. Silas is going to be awakened for how many episodes?
Would you guess?
If he's woken up next week, it would be 9 episodes. He would be the ultimate evil, I guess, of the season.
Would they? Or do you think that last season, that we thought the season finale was like 2 episodes before the season finale.
Right.
And then they spent the next 2 episodes kind of talking about Elena and if she was going to be turned. And
right.
So maybe they could kill Silas off early, and then the whole thing is about the cure.
I'm not even sure we'll see Silas next week, because really, Damon had that whole part with that other hunter, and he's like, right. Oh, your friends will be ended here, and Damon's like, you don't know my friends. So it might just be like, we meet more people who's on the island, and it's a whole like back and forth.
And it'll be interesting if the hunter tells island. Damon something that could actually help them out to save Bonnie and Jeremy.
Right.
I don't know. I hope it's...
Well, do you think that Damon knows... Not Damon. This hunter knows what's going on?
Yeah, I think he's been watching Jeremy because he threw the axe in that guy's back.
Creepily. Watching Jeremy.
I don't know. I'm excited. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you guys follow us on AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Check out Serial Buddies, the movie. That's serial, like killing. and you can follow me at DJ Jesse J.
You can follow me at You Can Call Me Skiff.
You can Bing my blog, Cinematic Escape, or you can follow me at Cinematic Escape on Twitter.
Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.